Yeah, David, a very good afternoon. We're just sitting on the outskirts of Drumkeen here, and it's still raining. It's wet on day one of the Dual Donegal International Rally, and it certainly has made for a very interesting opening loop to this year's event. We've had some big stories already as we recap the action so far on day one. And going into service, the leaders, the winners from a number of years ago, 2015, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, the Fermanagh Donegal partnership, are at the head of the field in their Subaru Impreza WRC. They have an advantage of just over 14 seconds, 14.4 to be exact, from the defending champions Manus Kelly and Donal Baird. We'll tell you all about the top 10 in just a second, but really the story of the day, the opening stage. Breena, the quickest crew over, was the defending champions, going for three in a row. Manus Kelly and Donal Baird were quicker by just under 8 seconds from the chasing pack. They then went to Kirk Mountain, stage two. Donal Kelly and Conor Foley were the fastest there and took the overall lead as Manus Kelly stopped on the stage and lost around about 15 to 20 seconds, which dropped him outside of the top three. But then the biggest story of the event so far came on the first run around Letter League. And it was to do with Donal Kelly and himself and Conor Foley in the Ford Focus WRC, who have never won this event, and there were a lot of people's favourites for today, or for the event this year, and it's not going to happen for them, because unfortunately Donna and Connor's Ford Focus WRC went off the road, got stuck in the ditch, and they couldn't get the car back on the road again. Both the driver and the co-driver were okay, but huge disappointment for Donal Kelly once again in this event, slipping off the road, and he is out of the 2018 Donegal International Rally. And as he departs the rally, Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy took the position at the head of the field, as we told you, to lead in their Subaru Impreza WRC by 14.4 seconds for Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, who have now moved up the leaderboard and back in to second overall. We're going to wait to see what's going to happen in Breena a second time round. Darren Gass and Enda Sherry sit third overall in their Subaru WRC, just half a second down on Manus. Declan Boyle and James O'Reilly in the Ford Fiesta, they are 10.7 adrift in fourth overall, and sit, what's looking at, 25.6 down on the leader, Gary Jennings. Josh Moffat is the leader in Class 5, which is the R5s. He's fifth overall, himself and Andy Hayes in that R5 Fiesta. Leading Sam Moffat and Carol Atkinson by 6 seconds, who are 6th overall. Robert Dugan and Jared Conway, 7th overall in the Ford Fiesta R5, a further 2.1 adrift. Then in 8th position, Desi Henry and Liam Moynihan and the Skoda Fabia, 9.2 behind. They were in a ditch, because the front of that Skoda had a bit of damage as they came off Letter League, but still 8th overall. Robert Barabel and Damien Connolly are sitting in 9th position in another R5. And the top 10 is wrapped up by Callum Devine in an R5 car here in Donegal for the first time. Sitting on board is Brian Hoy, and they wrap up the top 10 of the international category. Just some selected, I suppose, crews who are outside of the top 10. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guiney are sitting 11th in that mini WRC. Eugene Donnelly, former winner here, is sitting in 13th position overall. And a man who lives not too far from Letterkenny, down along the borders, Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath. They lead Class 4 and sit 15th overall. Still going as well as the likes of Donegal men Gary Cooney and Mark Boyle still driving in the international rally. Moving on to the national section, Damien Tourish and Donal McAlinney, after three stages, lead by 12.5 seconds from Ian Barrett and Paul McGee. Barrett, of course, the managing director of Dual, the rally sponsors, and he's the quickest of the Darians, second behind the escort of Tourish and McAlinney. But Damien and Donal have been very, very impressive today in the wet conditions. Kevin Geller and Noel Sullivan and another Darien are third overall, and they sit 11.5 down of Barrett. And then Mark Alcorn and Kevin McCafferty, it's been a long time since they were together in a rally car. They're fourth overall in the national, leading Class 14, and they sit 17.7 down on Gallagher. And wrapping up the top five is a former winner of the national, Gary McPhillips, who's James McNulty on board, They're second in the class and fifth overall. The rest of the top ten in the National is Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty, 2.6 adrift in sixth. John O'Donnell and Arthur Cairns, leading class 13, just half a second down on Loughran. O'Donnell is in seventh. Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly, they dropped a bit of time in there on Letter League. They're down to eighth overall in their Corolla. They're 47.6 adrift now off the leader Tourish. Eaves, of course, was one of the favourites for the National and the top seed, and he's just 0.7 adrift of John O'Donnell. So Eaves is in 8th overall. Adrian Hetherington and Ronan O'Neill are 9th, and then we've got Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan wrapping up the top 10. That's how the National sits on officially after three stages. Just a couple of selected crews in the National outside of that. Brian Brogan and Damien McGinnigan, they're sitting in 13th overall. Ryan Murr from Donegal sitting on with Gary Kiernan, they are 12th overall. Stuart Darcy and Alan Keena, 15th overall in the Darien. Frank Kelly still going, 16th overall. He's about a minute down on the leader. Kyle and Dale McGinnigan are in 7th. John Boner and 17th, excuse me. John Boner and Leon Jordan are in 18th position. Johnny Baird's calling the notes for Wesley Patterson. They're still going, as is the like of drivers Martin McGee, Patrick McHugh, Kevin O'Donoghue, also still competing in the National as well. So that's how things are sitting at the head of the field after three stages. What's going to happen now is the cars are in service in on the Neil Feeblaney Road in Letterkenny. All the leading cars are in there at the moment. They're getting the checks done. They're going to be studying the weather once again. They're going to be seeing where the rain is going to come and how it's going to affect the next loop of stages before they end day one. So they've got Brina to come shortly after that, Kirk Mountain and Letter League once again. And the men at the front who are battling it out, as we told you, Damien Tourish leading the National by 12.5 seconds. And at the front of the international category, it's Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, who have a 14.4 second advantage over Manus Kelly and Donald Bart. Just before we hand you back to the studio, we can hear from now Gary Jennings, the rally leader, who just a short time ago spoke to Highlands' Chris Ashmore.
Well, Gary Jennings, a very eventful first three stages.
Yeah, it's going to take me a couple of stages to bed in, but I was very surprised to be second quickest on the first one, and then second quickest on the second one, and then maybe quickest the last one there. So we're building up to a good pace, but hey, stretchers out there definitely is.
So how tricky is it compared with other times?
Very tricky. It's even trickier because all the dry weather this last couple of weeks. Now the rain's coming, so you can imagine what it is, what it's like. It's shiny tar. We didn't see the shiny tar making our notes today, but the gravel crew made some great note changes there for us, keep us in this rally. But it's a prime example. We're done off there. That's your man's farm here. It's just covered in cows. I mean, they've probably been milked this morning, but stretchers in there.
Yeah, it seems to be brightening up a bit, but you can't take anything for granted. Caution.
Yeah, if it brightens up much, I'm clean banjacks kinda. Mm. So I went back on the Kumo tire there for that first loop of three stages, and it worked very, very well. So gonna have to make a decision here whether we go out in the same one again or we go on a slick tire, but I don't want to be caught out either.
That's Gary Jennings. I'm sure now in service he's praying to the rain god so that he can keep going at the pace that he is. And the Kumo seem to be working in the wet, but as you heard him say, it's very, very tricky indeed out there on the stages. Where Donagh Kelly went off was very, very slippy, and the car just slipped off the road, and that brought an end to his rally. They're due back now on stage four, which is Brina, at round about 20-4. So we'll be back to you with another update here on Highland on day one of the duel. Donegal International Rally, round about 4 o'clock, to let you know how the leaders are getting on and how they've come through special stage four. But at the head of the field, it is Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, winners in 2015, who are leading the winners from the last 2 years, Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett. The difference is 14.4 seconds as we head in to the next loop of stages. Join us for more shortly here in Highland, and there will be more reaction from the event in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com, very soon.